Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Martha.
Let's talk again about songs.
Hi, everyone. As we mentioned in episode number 35, songs are precious tools to help you improve your English. We've asked you to let us know which idioms and new words you learned thanks to songs. Well, we've heard back from you and we've collected your ideas and suggestions.
Let's start with our dear friend Sergio León from Mexico.
Sergio wrote us that music and songs really helped him go beyond the English he studied in grammar books.
That's true.
And listen to the real everyday English you speak when you travel the world. He knows a lot of country songs, so he's familiar with the accent of the American South.
Sergio also mentioned how he noticed the difference in accent between Sting, British, and Paul Simon, American.
And Sergio's favorite band is, take a guess, Bon Jovi.
Good choice!
Sergio told us that he learned the contraction of I would is I'd by listening to the song I'll Be There For You by Bon Jovi.
I'd live and I'd die for you. Oh, I think I had listened to this song at least a million times when I was in high school. It brings back tons of memories. Thanks, Sergio.
And now, Igor from Moscow, another dear friend of ours. While driving his daughters Anne and Nastya to school, the three of them listened to songs in English together. Igor has an interesting method to suggest in order to better understand the words of a song. He has found the file of a song by Linkin Park with separate vocal tracks so that you can listen to the voice only.
That's very smart.
Isn't it? Igor also told us that he learned the expression poker face thanks to Lady Gaga.
Yes, and who didn't? She made that expression incredibly popular all over the world with her song.
To keep a poker face means not to show your thoughts and emotions. Okay, now our Facebook friend Manfred from Northern Germany. He mentioned a song by the Kinks entitled Dandy. This is the sentence he talks about.
Hubby's gone away, and while the cat's away, the mice are gonna play.
Hubby's gone away, and while the cat's away, the mice are gonna play. The word hubby means husband. Plus, there is the idiom, when the cat's away, the mice will play. It gives a great visual. Just be sure you are not the cat.
Thank you, Manfred, for sharing this with us. Who else do we have?
Laura, our Italian friend now living in Australia. She learned the expression to feel blue thanks to a song by Dolores O'Riordan titled Fly Through.
You're older now and you're feeling blue.
You're older now and you're feeling blue.
To feel blue.
It simply means to feel sad.
Laura also mentioned the song Paid My Dues by Anastasia.
Oh, love Anastasia. She actually learned quite a strong expression thanks to that song.
I don't give a damn about who's around.
I don't give a damn about who's around. I don't give a damn means I don't care.
Thank you, Laura, for sending us your comments too.
Laura used to study English with you at your course English Amplifier before moving to Australia, right?
Right.
Wow. Laura learned English so fast. She's amazing. Can you think of any other students of English Amplifier who could add their comments to this episode?
Sure. I remember Letizia once wrote on Facebook that Payphone by Maroon 5 helped her revise the second conditional.
Which line is she referring to?
If Happy Ever After did exist, I would still be holding you like this. It is a second conditional. She's right.
And Adam Levine is a very good-looking grammar teacher.
And another of my students, Ilaria, learned the expression out of the blue thanks to Adele.
Oh, I know that song. Someone Like You.
I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I...
Out of the blue means suddenly, without notice.
Out of the blue. Easy. Songs make everything much easier.
They do. Now, Marta, give us an interesting expression in English from one of your songs.
One of my songs. Let me think. Okay. To make blood promises. Everybody, listen to this line.
They made blood promises they couldn't keep, but they were innocent.
Oh, I know this song very well.
You bet. I wrote the music of this song together with Cindy's husband. He's a great guitar player.
And your husband too. Two podcasters married to two guitar heroes.
Okay, back to the song. They made blood promises they couldn't keep. To make blood promises.
That's a very solemn ritual typical of brotherhoods. Making promises and adding a few drops of your blood to show you truly mean what you say. Generally speaking, making blood promises means to be very serious about those promises.
Promises you should keep, you should not break.
Right. To keep one's promise, to break one's promise. Everybody, promise you'll go check out this song on iTunes. It's called 2 Days and 3 Nights, and it's included in Marta's Acoustic Duo 2012 EP. Marta, can you give us the name of your acoustic duo again? And in as many languages as possible?
Sure. It's called 12 Notes. 12 note. 12 note. 12 notas. 12 notes. 1, 2, N.
Available now on iTunes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just for 2 days and 3 nights.
And thanks again to our wonderful listeners for helping us out with this episode. Sergio Leon, Igor, Manfred, Laura, Letizia and Ilaria.
Everyone, come visit us at our webpages and drop us a note. My American Friend is on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Podomatic.com, and of course, there is also our website, www.myamericanfriendblog.com.
See you soon, and keep listening to songs in English.
And to our podcast. Bye-bye.
My American Friend. Oh, yeah.